itself. That had to be added like yeast in bread. Without it, everything was beautifully neat and tidy and boring, boring, boring. This is what it must have been like, she thought. And then one day, he adopted my mother. He was curious. She took the path through to the orchard again, and when I was born, Mum and Dad were so afraid that I felt at home here, they brought me up to be, well, a Susan. What kind of name is that for Death's granddaughter? A girl like that should have better cheekbones, straight hair, and a name with V's and X's in it. And there, once again, was the thing he'd made for her, all by himself, working it all out from first principles. A swing. A simple swing. It was already burning hot in the desert between Klatch and Hershibber. The air shimmied, and then there was a pop. Albert appeared on a sand dune. There was a clay brick fort on the horizon. "The Klatchian Foreign Legion," he muttered, as sand began its inexorable progress into his boots. Albert trudged towards it, with the Death of Rats sitting on his shoulder. He knocked on the door, which had a number of arrows in it. After a while, a small hatch slid back.
"What do you want, Effendi?"
said a voice from somewhere behind it. Albert held up a card.
"Have you seen someone who didn't look like this?"
he demanded. There was a silence.
"Then, let's say, have you seen some mysterious stranger who didn't talk about his past?"
said Albert.
This is the Klatchian Foreign Legion, Effendi. People don't talk about their past. They join up
It dawned on Albert, as the pause lengthened, that it was up to him to get the conversation going again.
Forget?
Forget, yes.
So, have you had any recent recruits who were a little, shall we say, odd?
Might have done, said the voice slowly. I can't remember.
The hatchway slammed shut. Albert hammered on it again. The hatchway opened.
Yes, what is it?
Are you sure you can't remember?
Remember what?
Albert took a deep breath.
I demand to see your commanding officer.
The hatch shut. The hatch opened.
Sorry. It appears that I am the commanding officer. You're not a Dreg or a Hershibian, are you?
Don't you know?
I'm pretty sure I must have done once. You know how it is. Head like a thing. With holes in. You drain lettuce in it.
There was the sound of bolts being pulled back, and a wicket door opened in the gateway. The possible officer was a sergeant, insofar as Albert was at all familiar with Klatchian ranks. He had the look about him of someone who, among the things he couldn't remember, would include a good night's sleep, if he could remember to. There were a few other Klatchian soldiers inside the fort, sitting or just barely standing. Many were bandaged, and there was a rather greater number of soldiers slumped or lying on the packed sand, who'd never need a night's sleep ever again.
"What's been happening here?"
said Albert. His tone was so authoritative that the sergeant found himself saluting.
"We were attacked by the Dregs, sir," he said, swaying slightly. "Hundreds of them. They outnumbered us, what's the number after 9? Got a 1 in it.
10.
10-1, sir."
"I see you survived, though," said Albert.
"Ah," said the sergeant. Yes, that's where it all gets a bit complicated, in fact. Corporal, that's you. No, you just necked him. The one with the 2 stripes.
Me?"
said a small fat soldier.
Yes. Tell him what happened."
Oh, right. The bastards had shot us full of arrows, right? And it looked like it was all up with us. Then someone suggested sticking bodies up on the battlements with their spears and crossbows and everything so the bastards would think we were still up to strength."
"It's not an original idea, mind you," said the sergeant. "It's been done dozens of times."
"Yeah,"
said the corporal awkwardly.
That's what they must have thought. And then, when they was galloping down the sand dunes, when they was almost on us, laugh